Queensland continues to struggle with the ghosts of its corrupt past. The largest numbers of these unquiet ghosts, the ghosts of the Whiskey A Go Go firebombing, were finally appeased last Saturday when Attorney General Darth announced a royal commission into the Whiskey firebombing. The Whiskey firebombing was Australia's greatest mass murder before the Port Arthur massacre. 15 people died on March 8, 1973, when someone tossed two drums of diesel into the downstairs entry of the club and threw a torch in. A fireball erupted up the stairwell towards the Whiskey. An explosion of flame and fire ripped through the door. The curtains caught alight, people's clothes caught alight, and a night out in the valley to listen to a band turned into a scene from the Inferno. Two men, John Andrew Stewart and James Richard Finch, were convicted of the arson, but their conviction was rushed and dubious. The last thing that corrupt Brisbane detectives wanted was a genuine inquest, which might uncover the corrupt links between the Rat Pack, as the corrupt police were called, and the criminals who ran the rackets for them. Following the tragedy, there were a number of other murders associated with the cover-up, including the 1974 murder of Barbara McCulkin and her two daughters, Vicky and Leanne. The cold case investigation of the McCulkin murders concluded last week, when Vincent O'Dempsey and Gary Shorty Dubois were convicted of the rape and murder of the McCulkins. At the end of O'Dempsey's trial, Courier Mail journalist Matt Condon wrote an extraordinary front-page story calling for a royal commission into the Whiskey murders, a call granted by Attorney General Yvette Darth the next day. For the background on these developments, I spoke with journalist Matt Condon of the Courier Mail. Matt, last Friday you wrote a front-page story called Reopen Whiskey for the Courier Mail, calling for the reopening of the investigation into the Whiskey firebombing back in 1973. Can you tell us what the Whiskey firebombing was and why you've asked for this investigation?
Well, the Whiskey A Go-Go nightclub at the corner of Amelia Street and St Paul's Terrace in the Valley was firebombed at about 2:08 a.m. on March 8, 1973. 15 people, 10 men and 5 women, lost their lives in the fire. An inquest was held within hours of the fire, actually later on that Thursday, under stipendiary magistrate Mr Birch. So some evidence was called on the Thursday and the Friday, and it was due to resume on the Monday. But on the Sunday night, two alleged perpetrators, John Andrew Stewart and James Finch, were arrested. So on the Monday, the magistrate suspended the inquest, given that those two men were facing court proceedings. They were committed for trial that year, and in October 1973, they were both found guilty of that crime. Now, curiously, there was never a proper police investigation into the Whiskey beyond Stewart and Finch. The inquest was never reopened. And from that moment, questions through the years and then the decades continued to be asked about whether there was it was a more complex scenario in relation to possibly the involvement of other perpetrators, possibly the involvement of corrupt police. The case warmed up, if you like, courtesy of the recent triple murder, in the case of Vincent O'Dempsey, triple murder trial of Barbara McCulkin and Vicky and Leanne McCulkin, who were murdered, banished and murdered in 1974, about 10 months after the Whiskey. Now, evidence emerged throughout O'Dempsey's trial that her death may have been linked to her knowledge of who was behind the Whiskey A Go Go, indeed her own husband, Billy McCulkin, and others. And it was out of this evidence in O'Dempsey's four-week trial that modern questions were again being raised about the crime and why it had never been really resolved satisfactorily.
Attorney General Yvette Dath has immediately responded to your call for a Royal Commission. Why did she respond so quickly?
The fascinating day was the Thursday last week, and that was the sentencing of O'Dempsey and Dubois. And during that sentencing, Vincent O'Dempsey made the extraordinary plea to Justice Applegarth that he wanted to stand and address the court. And Applegarth prevaricated but then allowed him to do that. O'Dempsey stood up and, of course, said he was innocent of all charges, but at the end of his address he said, and also I had nothing to do with Torino's or the Whiskey Go-Go, which was a very, very strange and odd thing to say on the back of the fact he'd just been sentenced for three murders. Now, Justice Applegarth, to his credit, made a decision clearly to challenge O'Dempsey's assertion he had nothing to do with the whiskey, and said to the Open Court that, in fact, he believed O'Dempsey did have a link to the whiskey, and the reason was a bit of evidence that Applegarth had previously ruled inadmissible in O'Dempsey's trial as being too prejudicial. But then he read into the record, Applegarth, a situation that occurred in the late 1990s where O'Dempsey was supposedly on a boat trip with a friend who warned him that James Finch, the convicted whiskey killer, was set to return to Australia from the UK and finger O'Dempsey for the Whiskey Go-Go crime. And O'Dempsey allegedly said, and Applegarth read this out on the Thursday, that if Finch comes back, I'm screwed, he's going to have to be knocked, as in killed. Now, what Applegarth effectively did by admitting that previously inadmissible evidence was that he was exposing a potential third suspect in the Whiskey Go-Go crime. And the government, I think, and to their credit, they did announce this new inquest, but they had to act because you could not have a potential third suspect in the death of 15 people left dangling in the breeze. Something had to be done about that. And as I said, to their credit, we will now get a new investigation into this 44-year-old crime.
And what have you heard about the new investigation?
I've heard very encouraging reports, even though it's only been a matter of days, but it is my understanding that several new witnesses have come forward, people that have never spoken to the police before about this horrific crime. So even in these early stages, it appears it may be very encouraging.